Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
All of us have talents which God has given us to be used in His service, whether as a priest or in some other walk of life that the Lord has chosen for us. In order to discover His will, we must discover our talents and then ask the Lord in prayer to show us how He wants us to use those talents. When I say talents, you might be thinking mainly about gifts of intellect. But just as important are your social skills and your intuition about situations and your courage and your perseverance and your common sense and your ability to speak in public and your kindness and other qualities of character. Okay. These are things that anyone choosing a career needs to consider. But the priesthood is not a career. It's a vocation. And so the second step, prayer, is crucial. Ask the Lord in prayer to show you how He wants you to use your gifts in His service. And if in doing so you feel a tug in your heart, you've got a vocation. That is, God is calling you to something, to a specific role in His plan that He has chosen for you. At this point, you can be sure that if you open your heart to Him in daily, consistent, prayerful listening to what the Lord is saying to you through this attraction you feel inside, He will gradually, over time, stretch your heart to the point that you will be able to get your mind around what He's asking of you. And at the same time, find the courage to risk saying yes to Him, even though you still really don't know what you're getting yourself into. Many of us feel this tug for the first time when we're teenagers, sometimes even earlier. I did, though I didn't really start taking it seriously until I was in 11th grade. Others experienced this tug at a later point, this call. When I first began to take this tug seriously, I figured it would be a good idea to read the whole Bible. So I put 7 bookmarks at 7 equally spaced places in the Bible, and then I read 7 chapters, 1 at each of the 7 bookmarks, each night before I went to bed. That way there was always at least 1 interesting passage each night, which kept me from getting bogged down and discouraged in the boring sections. This took me about 6 months, by which time I had developed the habit of spending 20 minutes in prayer every night. Indeed, many times those 7 chapters took more than 20 minutes. Then I started doing other kinds of prayer, which I later moved to the morning and grew eventually to be an hour of prayer each morning. Anyway, what all vocations have in common is that they respond not to the question, what do I want to do with my life? That would be a career. Okay. What do I get out of it? Okay. How can I most please myself? That's a career. Vocations respond to a very different question, namely, what does God want me to do with my life? And how can I most please the Lord? The answer to this prayer, this question, you will discover in prayer. In today's gospel, Jesus discovers His talents when He was 12 and stranded in Jerusalem, where He discussed theology with the teachers in the temple, who were astounded by Jesus' talent, His questions, His understanding, His answers. So when Jesus later asked His parents, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" He wasn't talking back to them, even though he was almost a teenager. He was saying that this experience of discussing theology with the teachers in the temple was part of his discernment of God's will for his life. And that there he had discovered three things: that he had theological talent, and that God was his true father, and that God had things for him to do. One reason we call Jesus' family the Holy Family is because they provided a home where this could happen. A home where Jesus learned to hear God's voice and respond. Indeed, that was why they went to Jerusalem every year to celebrate the Passover, as we see in today's gospel. Mary and Joseph didn't understand everything that was going on with their exceptional son, which probably is the case also with our own parents. My mother was dead set against me being a priest. She wanted me to be a doctor. But even so, like with Jesus' parents, my parents did not get in the way of my discernment. Mary and Joseph gave Jesus their support and encouragement, and he, for his part, was obedient to them. Jesus did a lot of better job of obedience than I did. They knew he didn't understand. He knew they didn't understand. So all the more reason to treat them with respect. This feast of the Holy Family reminds us that just as our families should be holy families where children can develop their talent and learn to treat others with respect, the same should also be true for our parishes, in which we priests are called to serve everyone with a father's love. That's why people call us father, and why for the priest, his parish is his family. Like Mary and Joseph and the teachers in the temple, our role is to help the people whom God has entrusted to our care discover and develop their talents. But there's a catch. People usually do not learn to use their gifts for God's purposes unless they see others already doing so. We need models to imitate. That's why the church canonizes saints. Within families, parents should model for their children how to discover, develop, and use their God-given gifts. And within the parish family, all parishioners, and especially priests, should model for each other this same appreciation of each other's gifts and empower each other to use our gifts to the greatest advantage for the building up of the kingdom of God in our midst. Mary and Joseph were already a holy family before Jesus was born, and they became holier as they parented their hard-to-understand son. And the same can be true for each one of us as well, and in particular, those of you who God may be calling to the priesthood. The first step is to discover our talents, and then the second step is to ask the Lord in daily prayer how he wants us to use our talents. Through this persistent prayer of listening, Jesus will draw you closer and closer to himself, and he will help you grow in holiness, grow in your capacity to follow Jesus on the path of self-sacrificing love. In so doing, Jesus will also use you to touch the lives of others, consciously helping others to discover their talents and use their gifts for God's purposes too, hearing God's voice and responding to God's call in their lives too. In so doing, you will not only grow in holiness yourself, you will also share in Jesus' great work of building the kingdom of God, already manifest to some degree in this world, which will be fully manifest in the world to come.